Winged Advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Wind advisory.
Whiskey V, Mike India, Mike. Say again, this is Whiskey V, Mike India, Mike.
Wind advisory.
Whiskey, Mike, Mike, and Mike here, go ahead again.
Wind advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 30 degrees.
This is KEQ-ZVU Tyson Nirupita.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
This is KEQ, GVU, Texas Strength.
Working, W8YRC, mobile. W8YRC, you were making it, W8YRC, mobile.
This is KEQ, GVU, Texas Strength.
KE8LAX. Station that just teed up, I think you have your Roger beep turned on. This is KE8LAX.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees.
KCKJO, monitoring, 47.2.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees.
E-O-T-D-I-S.
VHF hub connected to sentence 7-8. VHF hub connected to Guilford 3-1.
W8MWG, just demonstrating ham radio to Pullman.
copy that, but I didn't catch the call. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. Coming in with a little bit of noise, obviously. We're on analog, but I get a really good copy on you. My name over here is Dean.
I think you said your name is Dean. The call here is Whiskey 8, November Whiskey Golf, W8NWG. The name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and we're not too far from Elba, so we're out there a ways, and I'm just using a rubber ducky.
Copy that, Tom. I, right now, because my my base is a little messed up, I've screwed my HT into a roof antenna with an adapter, and I'm talking to you on a little TID radio, a little small HT with a roof antenna, and I'm coming in Mount Clemens. Back over to you.
You're in Mount Clemens. You must be on the link. I forgot this is a link repeater. My home QTH right now is Peoria, and I do use this repeater now and then, but it's nice having the link repeater. So, yeah, a good signal coming into the Lapeer area from Mount Clemens.
Copy that. Yeah, we have some really good link systems. With the CMN network, VHF, UHF, and DMR. The DMR system goes all the way to the Sulox. It's a really robust system. I really enjoy it. I'm on DMR more than on analog, but given the holidays and normally on this frequency, the 7.2, we normally do a Thursday net for the Macomb County ARPSC, but today there will be no net, so I'm just monitoring today.
Hey there, I can't hold them much longer. It's my job to carve the turkey, and it's ready. So I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving in 73, and it was good to talk with you. And hope to catch you again when I have a little more time. KE8LAX, this is W8NWG.
Sounds good, Tom. You have a happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully you were able to give a good demonstration to whoever you were showing amateur radio. I absolutely love the hobby. But you have a happy Thanksgiving, 7-3. This is KE8LAX, and I will be standing by and monitoring.
Okay, very good. Yeah, my great-nephew is interested in getting his ticket, so I'm just giving him a quick demonstration and giving him the pep talk to start getting his pep. 73, thanks so much for the demo. Happy Thanksgiving from WAFWG Clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees.
station calling. This is KE8LAX. You're struggling to get into the repeater there. Possibly try a little more power.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
KB800E.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
KE8LAX monitoring.
Roger that. Yeah, that turkey wasn't expecting that. KE8FCD up there in East Dallas.
Copy East Hawass. I didn't catch your call.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Vector. Roger.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor. This is KE8LAX, Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha Extra. The name here is Dean. How are you doing this evening?
Well, we're doing fine up here. I just came down to the state park here in East Alawas, overlooking the Great Lake Huron. Looking for, I don't see no big ships going up or down, so got a clear shot to that repeater there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, you're coming in and out a little bit, but definitely readable. I don't know how far you are from the repeater itself. But yeah, I think in the beginning you mentioned something about turkey or something about your dinner. I haven't had a chance to eat yet. We usually eat dinner a little bit later around here, getting it all prepared up. But it's just the immediate family, kids and wife. Back over to you.
I was responding about the repeater hit there, that repeater turkey gobble gobbler thingy. Are you picking that up?
I must not have had a copy on that. Either way.
Well, I'm on the 310, so I don't know if you're hearing it or not, but yeah, it sounds kind of funny. Yeah, the repeater is gobbling back at me, Roger.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming you're referring to the Roger tone of the machine is a gobble. I'm on the 7.2 in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, copy that. Well, if they're linked, I'm on 310. I'm surprised you don't hear that. That's kind of funny. There's a guy up here, Northeast Michigan, up in the Mayo, Mount Tom area. He has the Roadrunner, y'all. Beep, beep.
That's funny. No, we don't hear that. I'm assuming that's your repeater specific. We just have a beep at the end of the transmission, just a standard beep. But that's pretty cool. I actually I didn't know that, and I've never heard that. So that's actually really cool to know. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, when you unkey and I unkey it, you know, you hear the turkey gobbler. Kind of funny, you know, appropriate for the season. So, I guess we're, how's the weather down there? We're not getting any snow up here in the East Dallas yet. I think we're supposed to get like 3 to 6 inches, but right here by Lake Huron, you know, it's not frozen. It's usually warmer by the lake, you know, even when cold fronts come through, so hey. I guess the closer you are to the lake, the warmer it is.
We had some flurries a little bit. We had some flurries a little bit earlier. We've got a real feel of 22 degrees with a actual temperature of 32, and just a little bit breezy earlier today. It's fairly calm now, but. Yeah, we're supposed to be expecting a little bit of snow, but I don't expect that it'll stick.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, up here, yeah, it's just it's fairly cold. I was gonna go deer hunting today, but it's the day off, and I got tomorrow off also, and all weekend. So I'm up in the Northwoods of Michigan, and every day's deer hunting season.
Yeah, definitely a little bit jealous. I've had to skip the last two seasons. I might get out there for late doe and black powder, but I've kind of had to skip for work and a few other. Obligations.
Yeah, Roger that. Yep. Well, you know, that's the way it goes. And you know, up here where I live, you can shoot anything if it's brown and it's down. And muzzleloader season. What? What's that? They don't even. I have a 50 caliber muzzleloader, but you know. You could use a regular firearm pretty much, I think, anywhere. And you have to look at the map, but yeah. Back in the day, you know, I'm over 60 years old, so yeah, there used to be a muzzleloader season.
Well, take it as a compliment, if you will, but you do not sound 60 over the radio. One of the cool things, I don't know if it's a rule up there, but they made a rule down here because we're below the firearm line, that during muzzleloader season, we can use straight wall cartridge rifles down here during black powder season. So I can use my 350 Legend for black powder, which kind of makes it nice. I personally don't own a black powder rifle.
Rush copy that?
Yeah, I have some cousins down there, let's see, they're East Cass City. I think that's Sanlat County, that area, in the Thumb. Straight wall cartridges, yeah, good thing. That's great, you know. Shotgun zone, it's like, what shotgun zone? I guess you can still use a shotgun, though, but, you know, I shot deer with 12-gauge slug at 100 yards and with no scope, and, you know, it's actually knocks them right down anyway, so, you know. But I don't know, I guess up here in northeast Michigan, it's not too many open fields. You know, the national forest or private property, unless you know somebody that's got, you know, farmland that's cleared and you're just coming them in with whatever you grew. And, you know, my sister and I went down there a few years ago, and I was like, man, I could see the wind turbines across the lake with binoculars, and I never had been that close to them. So I went down to Sanlat County, and I was like, holy schmackinellies, look at how big them things are. It was crazy. And there was deer everywhere, in bean fields and whatever else they were growing. It was, yeah. We had to stop about every 3 miles just to slam on the brakes.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was that populated up here. We're about 20-30 minutes north of downtown Detroit. And we're right on Lake St. Clair, and it's majority, unless you know somebody, majority of your hunting opportunities are state land, and over here, state land gets kind of overrun by hunters, so it's not really an enjoyable experience unless you know somebody with property or lease property for hunting down here. I've got family up north in Indian River that have property, but, you know, again, with obligations, I haven't been able to take a drive up there.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Copy that, Indian. There was a, well, before we got divorced, sadly, my wife's family lived in Westland, so, yeah, it was like, the mom and pops, they had a cabin up here in Lewiston, you know, probably know where that is, central northern Michigan, I guess they call it, and, yeah, they've done past, and now they're with the Lord, and, you know, it's, I guess, you know, there wasn't too much deer up there. I didn't even try it, but there's a lot of elk up there. Those are, there's the beast.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, this is KELAX. Yeah, so I haven't seen a lot of, I do know where Lewiston is. I haven't seen a lot of elk in the more recent years, but my first year going up to Indian River, the whitetail were completely just run out from the amount of elk that were over there. And as we were walking the trail for the morning hunt, we actually ran face-to-face with a bull. That's some scary stuff because I'm 6'3", and they stare almost eye level with you. And then when you talk about their rack, I mean, that's just, it was definitely a scary experience, but also one that was memorable for a lifetime.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. Yeah, that was, we were there in Lewiston off of Little Bear Lake, the cabin. Well, apparently everybody's gone. All the kids sold it. You know, had a lot of good memories up there hunting, well, mostly fish and walleye. And trout there in McCullum Lake off of West Alpena and in that area. And, it's a big trout in that lake. It's a trout lake. And, you know, back when they had licenses that you had to have, I guess you had to have a, you know, like a trout stamp. But, you know, everything now is all species. So, yeah, that was cool. They caught some big rainbows out of there. Just trolling hot spots. Funny thing, but back to the hunting. Yeah, there's a viewing area off of Vienna Corners. Yeah, the father-in-law showed. We took a ride out there, and I was like, oh my God, look how big them things are. Even the cows. The cows are, 1,500 pounds.
They are definitely a they're definitely elk themselves are definitely a majestic animal, and when they start calling and bugling, it's almost when you can hear them from across the way, that high pitched bugle they do, it's almost bone chilling.
T8SED for ID. Roger that. I can see the thumb. I can see the thumb, some of the lights blinking there. It's like, 35, 38 miles across the pond here. Yep, they just started blinking red. That's kind of cool. I usually come down here, sometimes you can see the big ships going up and down bound, but man, we've seen them both there today.
Are those the tower lights for the repeater? Over.
Negative. Those are the well. I think most of them. I don't know what those two are. I'm looking at, but a lot of those wind generators over there in the thumb. During the daytime, they blink, I guess they call it silver, for the aircraft, and yeah, they're like 500 feet in the air, but depends on, and it's kind of weird, because sometimes when the waves are really high, in the middle of the lake, looking across there, you can't see them, and when the lake's flat, you can see all the world gates spinning around on the top, Roger, and they're I don't know, I just see two of them out there, but yeah, they might just be in kind of...
Fair enough. I know that there's some fields around, I want to say Bay City, back some years ago. My grandmother was in that hospital, and when we would drive up to... swap my mother out some clothes and stuff like that. There was just fields and fields and fields of them. It was quite wild. And in the lines of wind turbines, I don't know how much they actually offset on the cost of actually putting them up, but they are definitely a sight to see.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, like I said, my sister and I went over there to Kansas City area to one of our cousins' house. What was it? I think it was 2021, right after that, COVID scare and yada yada. And I had never seen, there was so many bean fields, and everybody that owns land over there have some kind of one of them power generators on their property. And they're like probably 400 or 500 feet. And each blade is like 300 feet long. And they're just twisting real slow. And some of them aren't moving. And, a lot of, you got the lake and the tip of the thumb. You see a repeater up here off of the tip of the thumb. But it's been down for quite a while.
Copy that, fair enough. Just out of curiosity, how is my audio levels, my modulation, is my mic gain up enough? Only reason why I ask is because right now in my shack, my 50-watt mobile that I had set up was, it kind of burned up, so I'm working on getting some repairs done to it, but right now I've just got a little HT adapted to the antenna on the roof, and I was curious of audio levels.
Roger that. Yeah, sounds great. I'm on the AC2980 mobile, and I got her poked up to, 80 watts. Probably could, I can hit this repeater with 5 watts, but, hey, why not burn it up? But you sound great. Sound great. I got you 5 by 9, Roger.
Awesome. I appreciate the report. I'm probably only maybe 10 miles as the crow flies from the repeater, and my antenna's up a ways, and I'm running a diamond dual band raised up on the roof. But right now I'm talking to you on a TID radio TDH3. It's just a tiny little battery-operated HT with a external shoulder mic, if you will, and so I obviously I'm getting in there good, so that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, Roger. I'm this repeater. Well, I think all these repeaters down there they're linked together. So you're coming in one, and it's transmitted to the out of Bay City. So that's one I'm picking up here, and from what I've heard, it's like 800-900 feet. So I can hit it from my QTH, and I do have another YAISU mobile radio that I use for base station at home. And on a tram 1451, I think it is. She gets out. I can get down there and across to West Branch and all the way up to at least Barton City, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I left a little space for any stations wanting to possibly break in. The link system. I think it's Whiskey 8 Sierra Mike November WHCMN. They have a really nice setup, UHF, VHF, and DMR, and the DMR, I absolutely love it. 90% of the time, I'm on DMR. Just because being on the fringes with the packet correction of DMR, obviously P25 is better and has better audio quality, but DMR for what it is, and then the roaming capabilities of just driving around and having your radio automatically switch is
just... Yep, copy that. I've read about that, not too much into that, but anyway, there's, it's just another option.
Absolutely, and the hard part about DMR is if you don't care about getting into like the hot spots and Brandmeister and stuff like that, if you're just interested in the Michigan network, it goes all the way up to the Sioux Locks. James Township has a repeater. I think Bay City has a repeater. There's some up by Indian River. All the way to the Sioux Locks. I think Traverse City has a repeater as well, and they're all interlinked. It's really an interesting setup, and the only difficult part about it is learning how to program the code plug. After that, it's like using a normal radio. KE8 LAX for ID.
Yep. Roger, copy that. Yep. KE8 SEZ for ID. There's a fella up here, like I said, he's up in the Mayo area. If you're familiar with Mount Tom, I'm thinking that's where the repeater, They've been off the air for like, oh my gosh, like early last spring or late spring before summer got, and they just came back on the air. I think it's 6700, and he does a lot of work up here in northern Michigan, and I'm assuming he's some kind of technician for all that stuff. But yeah, he just got a repeater. I think it's a personal repeater. He just came back on the air like 2 weeks ago, and it's lots of product up here. And I don't know how far. I think it's linked. I was listening to some people from Mackinac City coming in on that. Where I work, an automotive technician, I have a little mobile radio on my toolbox, run battery with an antenna off the shop. And it's been coming in very well from Mackinac. And, you know, the east side of Michigan over here, we haven't been really too linked, other than, you know, if you can hit the links from here south, but on the west side of the state, not so much. I guess they're working on it. P8SCV, standing by and listening.
Copy that, Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. I was just watching the WHCMN voter, and you're coming in on the Guilford 5.310 and the Pinconning repeater. You're hitting them almost equally the same. I'm assuming there's a few different receive sites, maybe. But you're hitting them both the same.
Copy that. Well, thanks for the flowers there. Yeah, I'm on the WHCMN. I'm on the 310. And I never tried going to. I have a repeater book on my phone, but I didn't even know there was something in Pinconning, so, you know, ham radio is always changing, so, you know, you got to keep up with the scores, Roger.
Oh, absolutely. And if you, if you go to WHCMN.net, you can go into their analog tab and go over to VHF and the VHF voter. And you can actually watch yourself live and see which repeaters are getting into best. You can physically watch it.
Oh, cool. See, like I said, ham radios, I got my ticket in 2021. Still technician class, but, I keep kicking myself in the Buddha. Go get your general, and get a HF radio, and yada, 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 but, you know, I got a couple handhelds here. I don't know anybody that don't have a Baofeng, Roger. I got, two Baofeng, but there's another one out there. I think it gets airband, and, yeah, I just drive around and, playing with the radio. It's fun times. I got a Galaxy CB in my mobile, get two antennas on the truck, and, it's fun times, Roger.
KE8SEV, this is KE8LAX. Yeah, I got my ticket in 2018, and I'm only a technician, and I'm working towards at this point a general just to have it. I really don't have an entire interest in. I shouldn't say I don't have an interest, but having access to some of the HF stuff and learning HF interest of mine. Obviously, the price point of entry is a little higher, but I'll get there eventually. But I think I'll upgrade the technician, obviously, before having the equipment, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Back over to you.
Yep. Yeah, Roger, copy that. I hear the on the I don't know you can hear the Westpac repeater 146940. They have a coffee talk every morning, Monday through Saturday, and I Westbridge isn't maybe I don't know 35 miles, 38 miles from my PC, and they're every morning. Coffee talk, and everybody gets on there. We've lost a couple hams, in the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, and when old guys go, new guys come in, hopefully. We have a big club up there in West Branch, that's where I took my test, was at the over there at Sand Lake, one of them lakes over there last year. And, that's when I got my technician license, but yeah. There you have that. And, still don't see the boats out here on the big lake. Back to you.
Yeah, the in-laws live just outside of West Branch. They live just off the 202, and they're in a private lake / association right over there by that Marathon gas station just off the 202. So yeah, very familiar with the area. That and I spent a chunk of my younger years in Houghton Lake. So very, very, very familiar with the area.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, I went to the Cleveland Community College, 15 years ago. Got all of my automotive technician licenses for state of Michigan. So that's what I've been doing. Yeah, it's, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, that's funny. That's actually what I do for a living. My father and I own a shop in Chesterfield, and I specialize in the electrical side of things, which is probably the worst thing to specialize in. If as soon as I said that, you probably are, KE8LAX Friday.
Oh my God. If we were holding hands and I'd smack you upside your head. Yep, I was a master technician statewide. I did some ASC certifications, and that was one that I passed. That one in transmission, the ASC tests, they kind of mess with you a little bit, but I used to be a master technician. When I started getting older after that, I was like, I don't need that. And, the mechanical side, well, anybody can do that, other than people putting their brake calipers on the wrong side of the truck or the car, I can't believe my brakes. What? But I kind of do like trying to diagnose electrical problems, but they're all from the factory, and it can be a real mess, Roger.
Copy copy that, leaving a small break in there. Yeah, and you know, most of the issues aren't that hard to find, but it seems like nowadays with the communication systems with CAN bus, high speed, and some of the other stuff, you really have to have your wits about you when it comes to the technology and how to actually diagnose it, test ohms across the bus, make sure your terminal end resistors are good, being able to tell if you have a broken lead based off of that, and waveform oscilloscope is massively huge when it comes to that stuff. I hate it and I love it all at the same time. Part of the same stuff with ham radio, like that got burned up. Sorry, I had to reset for time. This radio that got burned up, I had to go in there and figure out which ones have to go, but a lot of it's surface mount stuff, so I've got a friend whose wife offered to redo some of the surface mount stuff. I guess she retired from a circuit board building, so I'll be sending that over to her, but yeah, electrical. Love it and hate it at the same time. Back over to you.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. I'm sure from what I'm hearing from you, you're probably pretty versed on the Chrysler Tipum, where the fuel pump relay fails, and you gotta. Well, you can either pull that box out and put a new relay in there for the fuel pump, or you can jumper wire it. That's what our local Chrysler dealer told them. Well, here's what we do. So they sent us a picture, and I said, okay, I'll do that.
Yep, the totally integrated power module. One of Chrysler's more uneducated designs. And why they would put a integrated relay on the board itself, I will never understand. I know a few people have come up with workarounds where you can pull the board out and make a external replaceable relay. I kind of like that idea. But believe it or not, most customers actually vote for replacing the whole thing and not actually making it better. I would rather put in a external relay that can be replaced rather than replacing the problem with something that's going to fail again at some point.
Well, when I look at... we got this from a Dodge dealer, Chrysler. They said just put this jumper wire in here. Here's your fuses. Just poke this in there, and it bypasses that relay. It was from a dealership, and I was like, what the hell? So and I actually did see something on YouTube where you can pull that Tipum out and pull that. Solder that relay out of there, that fuel pump relay, and I was like, well, we're not going to do that. But, you know, if this works, hell with it, we're just going to go this route. Because, you know, when the dealership tells you, if the car burns down to the ground, that's not my fault.
Oh, absolutely. And the way the dealership set that particular fix up was just a standard, 30 amp square ISO relay or half ISO relay with a pigtail, and you just wired it in. And that's great, but the way they want you to pinch it in my experience, and I've actually had to fix a couple of those dealership repairs, is the way they want you to do it it's not weatherproof, and it's not a solid connection, so corrosion is your worst enemy when it comes to a situation like that. You know, if you're going to do the dealership setup, I suggest properly soldering and heat shrinking, a good heat shrink with glue, and actually doing it properly so it is a solid fix.
Well, actually, these are on the top of the tiffle. You took a you there's a three plus fuse. One's key on, engine off. One's key on electrical. Well, there's three. There's two ways on one side of the fuse. So you pull that out, and I don't remember. I have it wrote down at work, and you just poke it to the other side of the fuel pump relay, and it's like, you know, my uncle, he's got an old Chrysler van. I think it's like a 2012. Well, and he had problems with it, and I just said, it's either that fuel pump relay, or it's your fuel pump. So, you know, after, you know, 212 or 215,000 miles on a Chrysler van, you know, from 2012, you know, we'll try this first, Roger.
Right, and see, unfortunately, as us as mechanics, you know, we catch some of these issues, obviously, after the fact. You know, the dealership will, you know, the manufacturer will fix, you know, certain things if they're a problem, and they'll only fix them when they're a problem. When it's something that's in warranty and very, very common, then they'll come up with some sort of fix, just enough to get them off the hook, and that's about all they care about.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. That's what she said. And yeah. I kind of like electrical stuff. It's kind of neat to mess around with. You know, I have one of them power probes, and well, not so much specific to this, but I actually you know, learned how to use the multimeter years ago, obviously. And yeah, it's a thing. A lot of people come in there in our shop, and I'm like, do you know electronics? Do you know electricity? No, I can fix a light bulb, but I was like, well, anybody can do that, you know, it either works or don't. But nobody knows how. It just kills me, and I gripe at them every time, and I try to teach these guys, these younger guys, how do you know that's bad? Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing parts at it, you know, the old parts cannon, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. And, you know, sometimes there is, you know, situations where it could be one of, let's say, three things, you know, a sensor or something. So you go for the least expensive thing first. And you know, nine times out of ten, that'll cover you. But just randomly throwing parts at something is not the way to go. But obviously, you already know that.
Is that a station breaking in? Come on in, KEHSTV for ID monitoring.
This is KEALAX station. If you're trying to break in, you are not making it. SEV, I'm sorry. Yeah, I I like I said, I you already well know that. I'll leave a little bit of a break in here if that station's trying to get back in.
Well, they're hitting the repeater, but there's no audio on it. So, anyway, LAX, K8SED, we're going to be back choosing to the QTH. Nice talking to you, and we'll be clear with you on your final.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the QSO. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and hopefully you can get home and get some good rest and relaxation. Hopefully you don't have to work tomorrow, and maybe we'll catch you here on the air sometime soon. 73, this is K8LAX, and I will be clear and monitoring.
Echo H to Echo Victor, we'll be clear.
Key up on the system. This is K-E-8-L-A-X. Okay, I'm watching this on the All-Star website, and the station I'm assuming trying to get in is coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater, same repeater as me. There's still no audio.
Echo H here, Echo Victor Mobile. I heard a little bit of scratching behind that, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we're mobile. Move along in these outlaws, right?
Station that just called for LAX, this is K8LAX. There was a little bit of interference there. Mind going again?
STZ LAX, we're mobile, and we'll be clear with you. We're mobile, rolling.
Copy that, K8SEV. It looks like because I'm watching the All Star page on the CMN website. It looks like that station was coming in on the Mount Clemens. I don't know if it's a glitch or an actual station trying to come in, but it was coming in off the Mount Clemens. Because I can see which repeaters are keying up in their last receive time.
Yeah, roger that. I'm down here in the boondocks. I'm going to east out, so we're going to be busting up. We'll be clear. SCP, we'll be clear with the LAX.
Sounds good. 73s. You have a good rest of your night. And there was also a station on the Lansing repeater N8OBU that was trying to get in but was not making it. This is KELAX, and I will be clear and monitoring. Have a good rest of your night.
Emergency network must be feeling a bit festive today.
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, I never heard that on there before, but yeah, just came into the house, had to go get some a couple libations for the weekend. I got tomorrow off. Might be doing some deer hunting. I don't know if I can get out. I don't know what the snow situation is going to be over here, but we're working on that. Sitting over here by Lake Huron, with the lake not being frozen, we might not get snow. We might get 6 inches, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I was actually just in East Tawas. I was visiting my grandma for Thanksgiving. So I was just up there. Yeah, you guys are getting a little bit of snow, or at least did today, earlier today. They were, on my way back home, there were plow trucks out throwing snow. And then as soon as I got close to Saginaw, it all cleared up. So, like, there's nothing on the ground here. It's cold, but, and windy. That's about it, though. There's no snow. But, yeah, I was just up there. You guys are getting a little bit today, so. Yeah, how'd you celebrate? You're going on a beer run, and you got some people over at your house, do you?
No, negative on the people. My sister lives on the other side of town. I got a brother that lives north side of town, but we all, as long as we're all alive, they don't care. So, I've had some invites, but I just can stay home and play on the computer, play on the radio, and just stay out of jail, Kevin.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Roger on the staying out of jail. I love staying out of jail. It's my favorite. So I also like to stay at home, play radios, and play computers, too. That's what I spend a lot of my time doing. It's what I don't do any radios for work, but I do computers for work. So if I'm not playing at work, I'm playing at home, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to be setting up a new radio this weekend. I got another 891, and I'm going to have like a dedicated sideband radio and a dedicated FT8 radio. So it's a radio waves 20 meter double bazooka antenna up in my attic this weekend. Those are my big plans. Yeah, like I said, I went up north and had Thanksgiving, and I was mistaken. I thought we were having chicken. We had turkey. We had turkey, but we had all the sides were from Bavarian Inn today, so it was quite good. I got a bunch left over, so I'm pretty excited about that. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, what I did was, like I said earlier, just poked around. I wanted to go deer hunting today, but, it's Thanksgiving Day. I've actually shot deer up here Thanksgiving Day and or the day after. So I got the rest of the 3-day weekend off. You never know. And go out there and poke one down with the key. We take out the Ruger T-70, Roger.
Oh, yeah, we got you. All right. Yeah, Roger. All right, you just kind of chill today. That's all right, too. All right, my man. I just wanted to make a quick comment on the... It seems like somebody keeps keying up repeatedly out in somewhere. So I think I've had about enough of it already, so I'm going to flip the channel off. But it's good talking to you, Steve, and have a happy Thanksgiving. And good on you for staying safe today, so take care. We'll talk again. This is KFA-EDQ, and we'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I was mobile earlier, and I don't know. You never know when somebody might be putting out an emergency call. fussing on the repeater, and I never heard no audio. So, yeah, we'll be standing by and listening. KE8SAB, clear. KESEV, Salas monitoring. TV listeners. Your station sending no audio on that. Yeah, you're busting a repeater, but no audio. TV monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
KE8SEV, this is KF8DPZ. I hear you loud and clear. Just a little bit staticky, but you're coming through just fine.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Good evening, 20 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
Hey, yeah, oh yes, listening.